Let's spend the next 12 minutes with our friend Jake Kaplan from The Athletic. You can find him on Twitter for relevant Astro news and completely biased Penn State football coverage. Hey, how about James Franklin to USC? How's that sound?
I honestly have never been the biggest James Franklin guy, so I wouldn't. I mean, it depends who would replace him. We're bringing back Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien would be the replacement. Forget about Bill O'Brien to USC. Bill O'Brien back to Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know. Spice it up a little bit. I don't see that happening, but I thought it was interesting that O'Brien, someone threw O'Brien's name out there, right?
It wasn't us.
No?
No, I don't care that kind of influence in the world of
you
sports.
You guys are too busy bashing the Sixers and Ben Simmons.
Hey, I love that you texted the show yesterday. You don't want John Wall in Philadelphia? Come on now.
I don't think that would be a good trade for Philly.
Well, then how are you going to fix Ben Simmons and his crankiness?
Just make him play deep. Just have him be an elite defender.
Oh, and not even touch the ball offensively. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's all good.
You know what? It reeks of 48 and 34 in our first run exit.
Probably, yeah.
All right. Hey, Ross and I were talking during the break. We don't want to be lazy when it comes to our local nine, but I feel like every week or almost every day we could have a who's in the Astros playoff rotation talk. So right now, not being lazy, Jake, but we're going to ask you anyway, four guys start the first four games of the playoff series, American League Division Series. Tell me not only who they are, but what order you'd put them in.
What order I think it should be, or what order I think they will do?
Well,
both. One than the other.
Yeah, but make sure you separate them.
I guess they're probably pretty similar, but I think it goes Lance McCullers game one, Framber Valdez game two, Luis Garcia game three, and then Zach Greinke game four, with Urquidy pitching out of the bullpen in one of the first two games.
So you would say that Dusty Baker would agree with you on that?
Yeah, I think I would probably be. I think I would probably give more consideration to Urquidy in game four and not starting Greinke than they will, just because it's hard for me to see them not starting Greinke because he's Greinke. And I don't know if that's necessarily wrong either, because Urquidy could be valuable out of the bullpen earlier in the series. There's no guarantee you're even going to a game of four. So I think like that kind of like the format of the first round kind of does allow you to, you know, just set the first three games and say we'll get to game four when we get to game four, which wouldn't surprise me if they did that. But I don't know. The first three to me seems at least pretty obvious, and I have Valdez in two ahead of Garcia because Valdez, you know, has that rubber arm and he could have, in that role, be a game five reliever.
Do World Series teams or teams that think they can go to the World Series have these type of issues right now? Or are the Astros going to have to shore this pitching staff up a little bit before we stop thinking about the World Series conversations?
I think it feels different to people in Houston because there's no ace, right? They probably have a deeper rotation than most teams, but they don't have, you know, Walker Buehler or Max Scherzer or, you know, to go back in time like a Verlander or a Cole. But I think they've shown that they can be creative, and if they limit guys to two times through the order and really match up their bullpen well, I think they can get through with what they have.
All right. I've said this before. We were looking at Zach Greinke's numbers last year. There were, you know, the trigger on starting pitching in the postseason typically is pretty quick, which means that then you would have to go to a deeper bullpen that gives you more success, maybe being a huge factor. Who is that guy that if the Astros advance beyond the first round, maybe make a World Series run, who's that bullpen arm that you think's got to step up more than anybody else?
Probably Ryan Presley. He's probably got to become like a multi-inning, not like every time, but he's got to be able to go two innings sometimes And I think he's probably the best equipped out of their three, you know, their big three, so to speak, of Stanek, Graveman, and Presley to go multiple. And he did it last postseason too. So I would expect that that'll be a thing where he can go two inning saves if need be.
Jose Siri, is he trying to fight for a spot on this playoff roster?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little weird to me that he's getting this much playing time. Like, I get that he kind of had to start yesterday after the two home run game the night before, mm-hmm. but you know, if Myers and McCormick are your guys, I thought they would just kind of, you know, use this Brantley time off to get both of those guys every day at bats and get their swings in order, you know, and make sure they're ready to go rather than Siri. But now that Siri's playing, I mean, it does make you think maybe there's a bench role for him even more than just as a pinch runner. Maybe he's a pinch runner plus a bench outfielder who can pinch hit. I don't know. I'm still skeptical. The swing and miss, he strikes out a lot in his whole career in the minors, and you saw last night. You know, for me, he's more of like the up and down fifth outfielder guy, but it's definitely noteworthy that they've played him this much this week.
I'm curious what they think of him long term, forgetting about just this year. Where does Jose Siri fit in this Astros organization?
Yeah, I think he's probably the up and down guy to start next year. You know, he'll have, if they don't send him down at all this month, he'll come into next year with three option years, so they can shuttle him back and forth as needed, kind of like the Derek Fisher of 2018, you know, where you need an extra outfielder for defense or an NL interleague game, you bring him up, or someone gets hurt, you bring him up. But, you know, I still think Myers and McCormick are going to be ahead of him.
All right, around baseball a little bit, Toronto, it feels like they score 15 runs a game, and that's on an off night for them. Are they peaking too quick? I mean, they've made up a lot of ground in a short period of time. It's a three-headed monster for two playoff spots, a wild card in the American League. From an offensive standpoint, they absolutely can stay with teams. But do they have enough pitching if they were even to get to the wild card and make it to the divisional series to stay with anybody?
They have a good rotation. Robbie Ray, who is a free agent, is a Cy Young contender. Jose Berríos, if he's healthy, is good. Alek Manoah, a rookie, is good. And then Ryu is good. They have, the question with them is the bullpen, and I don't know if their bullpen holds up in a playoff scenario, but they can absolutely mash the ball. I think they now have the best offense in baseball for the season. If you adjust for, you know, OPS, park factors, all that stuff, better than the Rays, better than the Astros. So, you know, I don't know if they're peaking too soon because they need all these games. But you know, a Rays Blue Jays first round ALDS would be fascinating, I think.
Who of those teams, those three wild card possibilities, do you think would give Tampa the biggest trouble?
Probably the Blue Jays. Tampa seems to do just fine against the Yankees. I think Tampa's better than the Red Sox. I think they're better than the Blue Jays, too, but the Blue Jays with that offense, I think, would be probably the toughest out for them.
All right, anything else we need to get to? Anything else Astro-related that bugs you?
I don't know about bugs me, but, you know, keep an eye on the Brantley status. It's still day-to-day, a few days later. Dusty Baker said yesterday that they were hoping he would be back to DH Friday, but you know, it's a little close to the playoffs to have stuff like this and not, you know, be concerned about it. So that's one thing I'd keep an eye on.
Have you been mildly surprised, largely surprised, or don't care that the fact the Astros have been playing about 500 baseball for, I don't know, 60 games or so?
Well, I think they're like five or six games over 500 in the second half, which is not great, but not, you know, it's not 500. I don't know. I think if you had asked me before last year, I would have said, yeah, that's a big red flag. But, you know, I think last year kind of reinforced that, like, it really does kind of reset once October starts. everything just is different. And, you know, if they go 29-31 last year and then hit like they did in the playoffs, the 29-31 doesn't really matter. So, yeah, it's definitely weird that they keep having these games where they just, like, don't hit, especially after they score a million runs the night before.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it matters that much in the grand scheme of things when you look ahead to October and everything's just – it really is just a new season.
And are you mildly surprised or big-time surprised about how Oakland has been – and look, Seattle and Oakland are still in the wild card chase, but Oakland has just, as the Astros have been playing about 500 baseball, have played less of that level and have made up no ground, in fact, lost a little bit of ground during this time.
Yeah, I mean, Oakland, traditionally, these last 3-4 years have been, like, the second half, best second-half team in baseball. So I think it is surprising how mediocre they've been in the second half, especially because, you know, you could argue easily that they had the best trade deadline of anyone. Starling Marte has been amazing. Josh Harrison's been good. Chafin and their bullpen's been good. So, like, they did well to add to their team, and they're still not good enough. So I don't think they're a playoff team this year, and they usually are at least a wild card team. So I would say that's pretty surprising for me.
Jake, thanks very much for the coverage, as always, on The Athletic. You're a good read. Your Twitter's average, but everything else is spectacular. Thank you for the time, as always.
Thanks, Matt.